Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast. Every week, we'll be covering up to 6 topics, and whether the past week has been sweet as Milo or bitter as coffee, either way, reset, sit back, and enjoy. Hello.
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 So, how are you guys doing? So, Indonesia now, kopi ke Milo?
For me, it's very Milo.
For me, it's coffee Milo. You know, like Neslo.
Neslo is Nescafe Milo.
Kopi lah kan tu.
Kopi, boleh lah.
Yeah,
kopi susu Milo.
Yeah, boleh lah. But mostly kopi.
Milo is good lah, maneh.
Faham, aku baru baca kat Twitter baru beberapa hari lepas. Macam, oh, this is what I mean.
How about you, Adik? Kopi ke Milo?
This way, Milo.
Nice.
But more to Milo.
More to Milo.
Thank you for being objective.
So, yeah, first of all, I would like to say thank you to Alisa for joining us for this episode of podcast. So thank you so much, Lisa. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
This week, we have Alisa on the podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Alisa, and thank you for being here. Yeah. Untuk orang yang mengenali, Alisa adalah seorang gamer tegar.
Oh, bodoh. Bukan. Bukan.
Dan juga seorang penggiat, inilah penggemar seni, filem luar negara dan juga dalam negara.
Oh, tak. Bolehlah, apa-apa dia lah. Ya, ya, ya.
Okay, well, maybe a short introduction, Alisa.
Hello, I'm a graphic designer, and yeah.
I thought you wouldn't say that. Tadi kata sebelum podcast kata tak nak sebut kan. As well as an astrologist, can we say that?
I'm in the lowest rank. I hope orang yang dengar ni macam apa macam bukan macam she reads astrology. No, I just read it for fun. Tapi bukan percaya sangat pun. So it's okay. I don't really believe it.
Don't yuck someone's yum.
Betul? Okay, yeah. So I live in Sungai Petani. I've been friends with Arik for berapa lama, berapa tahun. I don't know, for like 5 years.
Too long.
5, 6. Too long. That sounds so bad, but Arik is a good friend. Waktu kat KL dulu, my first job duduk dekat KL, he was there for me. So thank you.
Or let's talk about last week's podcast, Adik.
Oh yeah, the feedback from people apa semua.
Yeah, the feedback was really really great. We thank you so much. Anyone who was listening lah kan. And I love how some people are listening it in the background waktu dia tengah driving ke apa ke. I hope you guys are not like melanggar orang ke apa-apa ke, tak langgar lori Shopee ke. But macam kalau dengar waktu buat kerja ke, thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate it. And also, we are now in what, Adib? We are on Stitcher, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, and I think Google Podcast in a few days time. How many people yang kita expect, Adib, untuk dengar podcast kita? 2 orang.
But me, yeah, I mean, hang aku, our expectation during that time, tak apalah awak ala kadar lah. But I mean,
I think mostly orang-orang apa yang mabuk-mabuk yang high ni tertekan kan.
Hello, hello.
The fuck is this? Kopi or Milo?
We did not expect it to do as well as it does. Yeah, and we received a lot of good responses as well as some suggestions. That was nice. Mm-hmm. And then some people also suggested that some of the outro can be longer, but the whole podcast can be shorter as well. And we acknowledge that.
Maybe like 30 minutes max.
Yeah, because we realize that attention span ataupun inilah kadar pengamatan ataupun kadar fokus manusia-manusia zaman sekarang dan juga remaja-remaja sekarang sangat-sangat rendah. Tengok video TikTok 10 saat. Fuh. Dengan video YouTube semenit. Alamak, lama lampu
ni. Aku tengok sampai 3 minit bila aku high je. Sampai tu aku tengok sampai habis. Baru ni aku tengok apa, tu just now. Aku tak ingat aku tengok apa tapi 3 minit aku macam, it's not even about game, it's not even about makeup, it's not even macam funny. It's like, what the fuck am I watching? Aku tak ingat lah.
And this week we have Alisa on the podcast. What made you want to be on the podcast, Alisa?
I don't really know. I have some people, like both of you guys, to share my stories with, and then dengar your stories live. So it's like, okay, this is fun. This will be fun.
Okay, nice. That's cool. Yeah, Adib, I think we can start with your first thing, the first thing that you want to share.
Yeah. So. Yeah, pada minggu ni, I'm watching TV kan. Watching on Astro Awang. And tiba-tiba ada satu statement mengatakan kerajaan telah lulus untuk kita mengambil third dose. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I dengan geng vaksin AZ pun, second dose pun bulan depan agak lambat ni. Tiba-tiba ada dose ketiga macam pisang weh. And by the way, I got explanation from the expertise yang medical. Yang dose ketiga and also the booster are two different things. I mean, dia bukan jenis yang sama. And then I got it from bernama punya news. And yeah, so the statement said that
dose ketiga. Are the citing sources this week?
Yeah.
Fact or cat?
Yeah. So, dos ketiga ni ingin meningkatkan tahap imuniti dalam kalangan individu berisiko tinggi terhadap jangkitan COVID-19 yang mungkin menurun dalam tempoh tertentu selepas dos kedua. So, basically, the third dose is to increase the immunity. And untuk for the booster, I macam sempat juga tengok kat TV kan. For the booster, I mean the expertise said that selepas kita ambil ketiga-tiga dos and after lepas minimum 5 bulan ke datang, I mean secara logik lah, dos dalam badan kita selepas 5 bulan akan berkurang kan. Sebabkan, yeah, basically the medical stuff. And then untuk booster ni macam nak menguatkan lagi lah untuk vaksin apa semua. Itulah.
It doesn't make you immune lah.
Yeah. To maintain, to sustain the immune lah.
So booster tu kena ambil juga like every year or macam mana?
I'm not sure but so far what I heard is like after 5 months, itulah. Tapi nak kata every year buzz right? Dia orang tak bincang pula macam tu. So we'll see how. Ya, yeah, kita banyak cucu-cucu yang maybe kita tukar jadi Titan ke.
Ya, tu tiba time internet lagi ke apa ke, ada 5G.
Ya, lepas ni semua orang jadi antena 5G.
Dia tak ada lah nak maki internet Malaysia ni kan.
Okay, Adib, I have one question though. Oh, so you're saying that a third dose is different and booster is different kan?
Yeah, I mean
third dose ni untuk bawa our own immunity ke normal yang level yang sepatutnya lah.
Yeah.
And then booster untuk memastikan benda tu sustainable lah macam tu. Ah, that's interesting.
But the difference between booster and a third dose is yang diorang cakap dia sikit technical. Macam you cakap gini, I think makes sense. Macam tu lah.
Faham, okay. Tapi kan kat Malaysia tak common kot. Tapi yang setahu aku dekat US lah.
Ya.
Yeah. Common flu, sesemua normal ni, mereka ada booster kan. Mereka ada dose-dose injection booster dose every year, something like that. They just pergi klinik and then cucuk and then next year pergi lagi untuk common cold. So yeah, I think one day COVID will be just like that. Dekat negara kita tak common lah benda tu.
Negara kita penuh dengan traditional minyak gamak apa semua macam tu.
Betul.
Pegang kelapa dengan teropong. Cari MH370.
I feel like tak tahu lah if this is offensive or sensitive apa lah. What they did dulu a few years back tu pasal MH tu, rasa macam they just take it like a ritual. Macam like wizard, like ritual kan.
Continue.
Tu je, that's all.
I'm interested to know.
Tak nak kecam, but looks like it.
Tak apa, kita dunia ni tak lari daripada kecam kalau kita buat.
Go ahead, we will edit this.
Tapi sampai situ, sebab aku nak kata macam tu, nampak macam like some kind of weird ritual, macam in a cult or something. Siapa orang pernah tengok Midsommar? Ha, macam tu. That's all I see from them. Macam, what kind of cult shit is this?
Yang ni yang si Rani Kulub pula yang yang itulah orang tu eh yang
yang bukan kelapa tu lah.
The coconut guy.
Kelapa tu. Yeah, that is some weird shit.
Bomo is
the... But he likes the attention.
Kan?
Ya, kita bahagian Nusantara yang kenali dengan, you know, those like black magic stuff, I guess. Yeah. Kita sangat terkenal. So, bila aktiviti macam tu, I was like, no wonder lah.
Malay yeah. Things.
From booster dose ke kelapa. That's nice.
To which stuff.
Well, you haven't answered an obvious question, which is, will you want to take, I mean, if you have a choice, would you take the third dose or the booster dose or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, I'm going to take, so yeah, macam nak, kena macam kena ambil jugalah. Tapi, it's a good thing to make safer, yeah, untuk selamatkan diri dan selamatkan semua. Oh, that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make everyone feel safer juga kan. But yeah, that was a trick question lah, because if you say no, obviously I'm going to end the call lah.
So, that's no, semua orang dalam podcast ni is not an anti-vax, so
yeah. Never sweating.
Because hari tu kan, I was in this Discord chat with macam a few people, and then this one person, dia kata, I asked them, dah vaksin ke? Apa ni? Dia macam, tak kot, sebab rasa macam buat masa sekarang ni tak perlu. Macam, what? Ha, she said that. Ha, she said,
nanti dalam ICU baru vaksin
satu. Yeah, I was like okay, but dia sambung lah, kata tapi itulah, tengoklah, diorang kata kalau dah boleh vaksin boleh lintas negeri dengan boleh dine in, so tunggulah tengok macam mana. And so like okay, but then when the time comes your turn untuk nak kena cucuk nanti lama, so are you willing to wait that long? Macam apa-apa lah. So okay, you do you. So I just like shut up, tak tanya apa dah. Macam pelik. I was like, terkejut ke lah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tiba-tiba terjumpa my first encounter with an anti-vax. So, okay.
Macam jumpa alien ni.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What do you say?
It's sad to see. Yeah, macam, it's sad to see and hear. Yeah, macam, masih ada lagi kes.
Macam for us, yang dah, macam yang mana yang dah second dose dah habis dah. For us, macam okay lah. Selamat lagi lah. Tapi for them yang anti-vaxers, macam, they are risking their life too. And then they are risking others' life yang tak dapat nak ambil vaksin lagi. So, macam, why is not clicking?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. You do you then.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna touch your shit.
Yeah.
But, Shemam.
Mati tanam sendiri.
Gua sendiri.
So, yeah, how about you guys?
Yeah.
Are you willing to take
macam,
it?
Macam, dah dapat, then pergi lah. It's the answer.
Sebab tak nak kena cancel, yes, saya akan ambil. But of course I'm going to take it then.
And also yeah. I would take it because I'm a very social person. Yeah, so like seminggu tu boleh kata 3-4 kali keluar. But I like going out. I cannot stay at home. Because my family akan perasan that I'm not myself. And then diorang tanya, tak keluar ke hari ni? Because I will be that different kalau kat rumah the whole day. So yeah.
Alright, so that's all my topic. So how about you, Lisa? So is there anything you want to share? Really famous kind of games? Could you tell us?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I finished it yesterday. I just finished it. Okay lah. If you guys have watched Alice in Borderland, it's basically the same thing, the same plot, the same storyline. Macam you guys, macam those people, they are akan...
Just to clarify, I don't even know what the heck Alice in Borderland is.
Okay, it's basically the same thing. Alice in Borderland is basically the same thing dengan Squid Game. Cuma Squid Game is Korean. Alice in Borderland is Japanese. But then Japanese pula ada dua same version of that series. Satu tu, apa entah, yang ada Daruma. Is it called Daruma? Yeah. It's a movie. Movie tu is called As the Gods Will. Then the same thing, you have macam, you have to be in a game, life and death in a game, and you kena menang to survive, macam tu lah. And then for the Squid Game pula, it's the same thing, nak kata apa lagi.
I mean, what is it about?
Apa ni, the target untuk orang yang masuk in the game tu, will be orang yang tengah bankrupt. Yang tengah apa ni, ada hutang banyak, bankrupt, dah hilang semua harta apa semua. Macam kena hutang, diorang ada hutang sampai berjuta-juta. Diorang cari orang macam tu, yang helpless, yang in need of money, life or death, macam tu. And then,
I see, we can actually join that. Okay.
Only if we survive. Lepas tu, and then all of the games yang diorang bagi semua childhood punya games, macam Bully, lepas tu, the Dalgona punya, korang tengok kan, the trailer or the snippets ke apa, ada diorang makan Dalgona.
Pandang belakang. I know, it's like, apa, macam orang tu ke depan, siapa yang pandang belakang, siapa yang gerak sikit tu.
That's the first game. Yang tu macam siapa, diorang kena siapa dapat masuk line kat depan sekali tu, diorang menang. Siapa yang left behind tu semua mati. Like straight headshot everyone. So
the outcome of the game, last kali ada seorang je ke apa?
Yes. Seorang je lah menang. Daripada.
So seorang je lah akan boleh bayar hutang dia orang?
Bukan bayar hutang, macam he gets all the money lah. Like 40 of.
Yalah, seorang je lah yang boleh mampu untuk langsirkan hutang, yang lain akan mati.
Ya.
What the fuck? How is that good for the economy?
Yeah, you must watch it. You have to watch it.
Akan ada banyak hutang apa? Hutang lapuk.
You have to watch it sebab basically macam hutang. Rich people things, diorang bosan, so.
Yeah.
And then diorang.
It's the rich people who is arranging these things.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Sebab itu siapa? Siapa lagi nak buat benda ni? Obviously orang yang dah ada terlampau banyak duit, tak tahu buat apa, and dah hilang all sense of humanity, and watch people die for fun.
Bill Gates, Elon Musk, we are watching you.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Ellen not generous. Jeff Bezos. Bukan sekadar botak.
Tapi.
Tapi aku tengok. I saw that. Diorang ada macam bulat. Petak. Tiga segi.
Oh, yang dalam macam makanan tu kan?
Bukan. Dalam kepala diorang. Diorang macam bentuk tiga segi. Bulat.
Oh, nak kata diorang ni lizard ke apa something?
Lizard man.
I don't know. Macam ada orang pakai full suit. Lepas tu pakai kepala dia.
Oh, yang tu macam kuncu-kuncu diorang lah. Kuncu-kuncu je. Macam.
Faham.
Yang the circle, orang yang with the circle pattern kat muka tu yang tu macam orang bawah-bawah lah. Lepas tu yang triangle, the one with the guns. And then the triangle is the macam the manager tu lah. Macam head chief tu lah.
Supervisor lah.
Aha. Oh, dia yang control macam dengan GPS tu.
Tapi tak ada X tu. Sebab X tu untuk orang dah mati. I'm just making that up. So, yeah.
Wait, so you guys have watched this and you guys dah finish watching this ke?
Just me, Adik tak tengok lagi kan?
Ya, Adik tak tengok apa dah ingat. Aku Netflix buat tak buka.
But you have a Netflix lah.
You guys should watch lah sebab I thought it's the typical Korean drama since I don't really watch Korean drama. Tapi since some orang do hype over it and then trending. I don't really watch trending dramas too, tapi that kan macam okay lah, try lah tengok. So, okay lah, best. I finished it in about 3 days. So, paling sekejap.
3 days?
3 days macam tu lah.
3 days? Habis?
Yeah, I'm not a marathon watcher apa semua tu.
3 days is cepat lah for me lah.
Oh, some people watch it a day only.
The hell
that one episode is almost an hour long and they got 9 episodes. Tapi the plot
9 jam.
The plot twist tu memang sakit hati gila babi. Macam like you could cry. I would have cried if I was sober. But itulah. Tapi sedih gila babi.
Wait, Alisa, are you sober right now?
Dah.
Because you don't have to be, especially on the podcast.
Can do it next time.
So that is funnier.
Can really next time, but masa tak tentu, might be late. So yeah, about that series. Okay lah, I give it an 8 out of 10. Lagi dua tu tolak sebab typical storyline.
Cool. Just to be before you end kan, I think I've heard. This kind of games before is something like Hunger Games lah kan?
Hunger Games more to macam
I mean the concept is a lot of people go into
battlefield together.
Battle Royale is the original concept. But yeah, have you seen the Japanese movie? Battle Royale?
Tak tengok lagi but I will watch soon someday. Tapi tahu lah macam mana
you will never. But It's basically macam tu lah kan. A lot of people going to one place, lawan, seorang menang.
Yeah, tapi dalam situ tu dia bukan lawan each other. They have to survive the game lah. Macam menang the game.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing. I didn't know. I'm intrigued to watch, but 3 days. I don't know if I have the time. I might need to take like half a month.
Tak apa, as long as you watch it. Tapi itulah, by that 1 month, after that 1 month, maybe kau dah tahu dah kot the spoiler pun semua, so everywhere. So kena hati-hati.
Thanks to social media.
Well, I'm glad I'm not much on social media anymore, except to promote the podcast.
Yeah. So yeah. So thank you, Lisa, for sharing. So how about you, Arif?
For me, and this week was very nice because I had one of the most pleasant meal I had in a long time. And it's not like something fancy. I mean, before this, I had like sushi. I like sushi. Sushi was nice. But then, like a few days ago, my mom made curry.
Curry apa? You're very intrigued to know what curry, man.
Oh yeah, aku curry. Curry kambing, curry ayam, curry ikan. Nak curry apa?
Ikan? Tapi ikan sardin.
Tapi pelik ni, curry ikan sardin. Actually, that's the first time aku pernah dengar curry ikan sardin.
Ah, you're not the first. Ada juga orang yang kata macam, oh, ikan curry sardin, what's that? But okay, basically my mom made curry sardin and sambal ikan bilis. And then nasi putih. And like waktu tu, like okay, I start my work at I start my work at 8:30, and so before 8:30 tu, I'll just go down and make myself some breakfast maybe, and ambil apa-apa ke, roti ke apa, or my mom would have prepared something lah. That morning my mom made that, and I just bawa lah kan, naik atas, work from home kan. So start kerja sambil makan kan. Makan tu weh, aku rasa macam holy shit, and this should be
mad.
Yeah, this should be served in a 5-star hotel. Sedap gila weh, dengan nasi panasnya, dengan kari yang rasa apa tu? Rasa kari apa, rasa rempah-rempah dia kan. Dengan sambal rasa manis weh, yeah. Dengan pedas dia cukup kan. Aku weh. It brings back a lot of memories lah, macam macam iklan Petronas lah kan. Makan sambal tu teringat mak, sedangkan mak kat bawah kan.
Macam you had apa ni, Igor from that Ratatouille moment. Makan the what, Ratatouille tu ada tu flashback macam Ravens.
I was basically Igor from Ratatouille. Yeah, very good analogy. But we makan tu, like I always give like full focus on my job lah. Tapi hari tu macam I can't give my full focus because of the nasi, kari sardin, and also sambal ikan bilis.
Did you drop the spoon?
I dropped the whole plate. Cheer that. But I think memang from daripada segi kesihatan memang sangat teruk lah pada hari itu, sebab membedal kari, sambal dan nasi kan, yang banyak kan. But it was totally worth it lah. I can still feel it in my mouth right now while I'm speaking about it. So that's how excited I am about it, kan? But yeah, what I learned, kan, is that sometimes happiness doesn't have to be complex or expensive or whatever, and it can come from a very, very simple things. And sometimes you can make your own happiness, and maybe you think that breathing oxygen is happiness for you. So you can feel happy about that. So you don't have to think very hard about it. Happiness is what you makes it to be, kan? I didn't expect it to be that profound untuk begitu rasa begitu terkesan sekali kan. But yeah, it was nice. And nak tanya ke kan, macam what about you guys? Sampai pernah ada rasa makan something kan, so rasa macam holy fuck, this is better than anything I've tasted before.
Mouthgasm,
yes, that's it. That's a good word from the internet.
So how about me? I don't know. I mean, always masak macam sedap-sedap lah. So there's no food macam that bring back memory.
And knowing you have 6-pack, you might say something like protein bar.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of a protein bar apa semua.
So you're not denying that you have a 6-pack, like, any?
Oh.
I don't want to say it. Yeah, chill. Alright, speaking of Aduh, Mak Dik. But speaking of protein apa semua kan, I know it sounds like disgusting or not, and have you watched a Rocky movie?
Of course, man.
Rocky Balboa.
No,
okay,
tapi tak pernah tengok.
Yeah, aku tahu ada scene dia naik tangga.
Yeah, okay, dia naik tangga. Before naik tangga, bangun tidur kan. Okay, if you remember what he do lepas bangun tidur.
Lepas bangun tidur, dia selawat.
Lepas movie.
Tak, aku tak tahu. Dia buat apa lepas bangun tidur?
Dia lepas bangun tidur, and dia pergi kat peti ais, and then dia buka kat peti ais, and dia ambil telur, dia pecahkan telur dalam gelas, and then dia minum.
Dia minum
5 biji telur.
Did eat that?
Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah.
I can only eat half-boiled egg. Itu pun dah paling okay dah pun.
Yeah, and time tu, saya dulu masih kecil kan. Actually, masih kecil tu dah start lah minum tu kan.
What are you, a cat?
You had 6-pack since you were a child lah.
Oh, duh.
No. I'm not saying that I have 6 pets since I was a child. No. Hell no. I mean, I'm starting to do some diet stuff or semua since I was a kid. Masa dulu sekolah, masa masuk sukan apa kan. And also, dulu kan tengok wrestling kan. I mean, being obsessed with the guy who have muscle apa semua kan. And then watch movies like Rocky and then tu lah I start minum with my brother, ingat lah. minum mentah, telur mentah kan. Sekaligus masa first tu memang terkeluar balik lah. And then bila-bila lama-lama macam I keep pushing myself kan. And then sampai sekarang kalau tu lah, before nak pergi jogging apa, tu lah, minum telur mentah.
Okay.
Tiga biji.
Just like my topic turned from something very nice to something very disgusting. But I guess, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Raw eggs. My cat Taco, short for Takoyaki by the way, dia suka makan apa ni, the egg yolk. Kalau if my mom tak bagi, dia akan bising. Ha?
Egg yolk dah masak ke apa?
No, raw. Tapi it makes his fur macam softer and lebat lah. So okay lah. So far dia makan okay.
Wait. Dia makan egg yolk, lepas tu dia punya bulu jadi lembut.
Yeah, it work.
Dia roti ke?
Oh no. Wait, cat no. Cat no. Dia pun urin. Okay. Lepas tu, okay. My experience with mouth gasm. Waktu tu, I was a kid lah. Macam my childhood juga. I was with my awah Toki. Waktu tu, my parents, every school holiday, akhir tahun tu, mesti my parents hantar me and my sister balik Terengganu, duduk situ for like a few weeks. And then, that one evening, my Tokki, dia tiba-tiba masak. Okay, maybe sebab my arwah Tok dah tak ada. So, dia masak lah kan, for the first time. And then, dia pun, I don't really know what he was cooking, but what I saw was macam a can of tomato soup. Some tomato paste ke tomato soup, I don't know. Lepas tu, sardin tu dah macam red light for me. Like, I'm not gonna eat that. I don't really like sardin. And then, disampur dengan nasi. So, buat nasi goreng with the tomato and sardin and telur. Macam, I thought I wouldn't like it. So, I tak makan lah. And then, while he was eating tu, dia macam panggil I. Kata, Isa, come, eat. But I was like, rasa bersalah pula kan. Sebab, first time dia masak, takkan tak nak rasa. Okay, try lah. And then, it was the best nasi goreng ever. Macam, despite ada sardin that I really hate, don't like. Aku juga tak rasa sardin apa langsung. I don't really know what it tastes like. Tapi macam markasm lah. And then esok lusa tu, minta kat dia lagi. Nak nasi goreng macam tu. And then kata, orang tua kan? Tak ingat lah. So, macam, yeah. And then that's the first and last. Innalillah dah.
Oh my god. Have you tried recreating it?
No, sebab it was a long time ago. Waktu tu dah jam. Berapa dah? Dah 5, dah jam 4. So, tak ingat. Tak ingat apa dah. Eh, bukan lagi. Apa lah? Form 1. Nah, macam tu lah.
Untuk yang mendengar, jangan tertipu dengan suara budak-budak Alisa. Dia sudah berumur 20 lebih.
Almost mid-20s, ha?
Almost. I'm already mid-20s. So, macam sedih lah.
Yeah.
Tak lama lagi jadi bapa 20 orang anak.
When?
But, yeah. Soon. But yeah, that was my experience with nasi.
Huh? Different moms?
Yeah, I can just get married to like a mom with 10 children. Yeah, that will definitely get cut. But yeah, that was my experience with kari sardin plus sambal ikan bilis dan juga nasi panas.
Sounds heavenly.
Made by my mom. It was amazing and it really made my week. How about you, Adib? What else do you think is interesting that happened this week?
So probably put it this way, I don't have anybody. I just want to share with you guys about my experience during online distance learning or DL stuff, because as we know, like, kita semua dah bertukar kepada hybrid.
Bukan kita semua, just you.
Yeah, so I just...
Betul?
Oh, so...
Untuk pengetahuan semua pendengar, Adib masih seorang student.
Adik-adik.
And... But tu lah, I just want to share you guys my experience during online distance learning. I mean, since both you guys dah bekerja, so it started semasa start degree lah, mana last year. And tu lah, tiba-tiba time tu, like, COVID still like, macam mana, tinggi lagi kan. So time tu lah, kita start apa ODL apa semua. And time tu, my feeling datang, alah bosannya ODL, tak jumpa orang apa semua kan. So time tu, like, it's really hard for me sebab nak cari orang apa semua. And then masa apa start masuk pun, I tiba-tiba jadi apa class rep. I mean class rep mulai apa apa ketua kelas apa semua. Actually it's not like dia pilih peluang, dia saya terpaksa sebab semua orang tak nak kan. Pijam kan. And then the itulah sebagai class rep kan, like, kena contact lecturer apa semua kan. That was the real hardest part. I don't know why, because itulah kan, kita nak texting apa semua, kita tengok je, make sure ayat ni betul apa semua, and then nak send apa semua. Itulah.
Ya, yeah, jaga hati lecturer kan.
Tu pun dah penat kat situ, dah fikir ayat
yeah,
macam mana.
Obviously. Kan? Ha.
Yeah.
Tahu tak apa? I mean, nak fikir macam, am I using the right word, the right terms kan? And then tak boleh buka internet, buka dictionary. Eh, betul ke kau buat? Try to make it as polite as possible lah. It's really mess up during that time. Itulah. And tu lah, fast forward about masa during class kan. And then tu lah, masa tu apa classmate semua macam ada yang kenal, ada yang tak kenal apa semua kan. Yang jenis yang tak kenal, jenis tak pergi kerjasama yang tu lagi payah tu.
Yeah.
Kan macam bagi WhatsApp apa semua, susah nak reply. And then lecturer tanya, eh Adib, yang student ni kat mana kan? Nanti kau belum contact saya. Alah sudah. Macam jadi orang tengah tu actually agak membebankan. And itulah. And if you know yang previous punya, I don't know, from KPT kemudian punya tinggi punya statement kata ODL apa adalah satu apa, online distance learning is not stressful. I mean, have you heard that?
They kind of said statement? That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, on social media stuff. And I was like, serious ah? It's not stressful. I mean, come on lah.
Diorang pun pergi meeting lah sana sini, kita yang kena online. Diorang mana tahu pun.
Itulah.
Yeah. Kan? They are not our shoes, and then they assume that benda ni tak apa
pun. Yang diorang dengar tu maybe from related diorang ke, anak cucu ke, nephew, nieces ke, diorang kan like, get the privilege to get better internet and better utility. So, they can't complain much.
Betul. I think dia macam feedback yang dapat tu not based in kebanyakan orang kan. Kebanyakan orang don't have like rumah yang selesa, internet yang bagus.
Smartphone
kan?
Pun tak ada yang diorang bagi smartphone yang meletup.
You know, Adib have that smartphone meletup.
Yes lah. Did it explode?
I'm using that as a webcam right now.
Okay, not bad. It's not bad though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I agree with you. I mean, apa ada seorang budak tu nama apa tah? I mean, kena panjat atau pokok apa semua.
Dia tu.
Itu one of the reason. Dia tak nampak ke yang tu? Oh, benda tu dah lama kan? Orang ada students yang struggle with the internet apa semua and they said benda tu tak stressful. I was like,
the burnout is here.
I just want to say the F-bomb word but I just, tak apalah. Sekati lah. But seriously, it's kind of disappointed gila lah bila orang atas tengok orang bawah macam
tu. And then, orang kata kita ni, itulah. Apa ni, whining je, complain a lot, macam tak bersyukur.
Yeah, tak bersyukur.
But I think that Viviana kan nama dia.
Ah yeah, Viviana, yes.
Ah, Viviana, yeah, yes.
That
yeah.
Viviana.
Thank you, Arif, for reminding
me. I Google. So, yeah, I think thanks to her lah, macam at least lah kan, walaupun I'm not sure if benda tu diambil lebih serius betul-betul atau tidak kan. Tapi at least it's taken seriously in her area. Waktu tu ada like some perubahan berlaku kan. Why I say that it's not really taken seriously is because ingat tak waktu tu ada lagi minister tu kata dia tu tipu. Dia tipu kan. She was lying about that news.
I think pasal macam nak beep.
Wow, this is like this is really old news kan. Tahun lepas kan.
Yeah.
But I think it's still relevant today.
Yeah, it's relevant.
Benda kebanyakan orang masih
bila keluarkan statement macam tu.
Kita yang orang Malaysia sikit pun internet macam bodoh. Lagi-lagi diorang.
Yang untuk pengetahuan semua pendengar, kami mengambil masa sejam untuk set up this podcast today bersama Alisa. No, it took us a long time lah because of the internet slow.
Yeah, betul. An hour.
So yeah, so fast forward yang itulah.
Forward right now, like how do you feel like about ODL?
Okay, right now kan, macam ada tinggal boleh pilih sama ada nak balik kan ataupun tak kan. I don't know, for me macam I dah sebati actually dah setahun lebih dah macam ODL kan. So I know lah macam my schedule, my things, what I need to do, what I don't need to do, everything so on. So bila-bila macam bila nak macam nak balik kan, macam I fikir macam I nak stay ODL lah. I don't know why, but maybe all of you maybe not agree with me kan. I mean most of you macam prefer not more to physical class.
Wait, or maybe it's just Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it might be Stockholm syndrome involve other people kan.
Online people?
No. The kerajaan is the person who made Adik feel Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Adik, do you know what Stockholm syndrome is?
No.
Stockholm syndrome is a real syndrome yang berlaku di mana originally pada asalnya berlaku dekat Sweden, di mana seorang perompak bank ni dia mengambil tebusan di sebuah bank waktu dia merompak, and then semua orang yang merompak tu rasa macam mana, Lisa?
Dia macam macam mana? Dia orang tu dia macam okay, contohnya macam this one couple contohnya. Apa ni, the girl kena mentally abused, physically abused. Tapi macam, she can't leave him sebab macam dia rasa selamat dengan dia. Padahal it's not. And then there's this one movie pasal this one girl kena kidnapped with little kidnapper lah, of course lah kan. Lepas tu, and then she's been kidnapped for macam a lot of years sampai dia membesar. Sebab last time, yang diorang dekat the last person tu poster tu waktu muka dia kecil. And then waktu dia dah dijumpai tu, waktu tu dah umur like 20 above, dah dewasa dah lah. And then dia macam, she's like unwillingly to leave the kidnapper sebab dia rasa macam dia dah membesar dengan the kidnapper tu and dah macam got feelings. Macam, you know, like bonded. I don't know if they agree lah apa. So macam, dia rasa macam berat lah hati untuk nak tinggalkan benda yang that's not good for them. Tentulah, basically. Yeah,
it's kind of toxic though.
Diorang macam dah sebati. I think that's why Alisa said that about adik punya condition. Di mana at first dia macam tak selesa dengan benda tu lah. Lepas tu lama-lama dia macam terima lah kan. Lepas tu lama-lama dia macam, I can live with this system. Something like that.
I agree, I mean,
why would you want to risk it kan? Kenapa nak ambil risiko tu? Because I think you're in your final year kan?
I'm currently in final year right now. Tapi itulah, I don't know why, maybe dah terbiasa.
Itulah, maybe you're in your comfort zone dah. So I think, tapi pergilah dalam pergilah dalam way sebab kat sana nanti you meet a lot of people and it's easier for you to communicate with them and then you make a lot of memories daripada duduk kat bilik je.
Yes, thank you.
That's true.
I don't feel like that though. So yeah, so but I don't know, tengok lu macam mana. So like kalau I keluar biasanya dorm masih apa, maybe my background of my room will be different lah.
Obviously. Dorm lalu, bawa lagi, bawa cebok.
Knowing you at yang merbu kan?
Merbukian.
Merbukian.
Bau getah. Getah.
Every morning, fresh air in the morning. Bau getah. And then, one night tu, tiba-tiba ada kambing datang masuk ke kita punya college. Siap naik tingkat atas on my apa ni, room level. Naik tingkat atas ni, kita orang duduk lepak kat bilik. Tiba-tiba, bak-bak kat luar bilik. Dia macam, benda.
Oh sorry, itu terlepas waktu kami tengah buat ritual black metal.
Ha, lepas tu buka kan, bukan seekor lah, ada like 3 ekor. And then macam, wait, diorang cakap apa? Ha? Tak? Jalan kat koridor, ada yang masuk tandas macam, wait, diorang nak apa ni? Semua tak berani keluar.
Oh, aduh. I thought you guys buat barbecue apa?
Yeah, it was funny lah. Macam, I don't know lah. Kau tak pernah nampak kambing langsung kat area tu, kat ATM tu. Tiba kat college tu orang. Tak naik tangga tu, I don't know. Macam, why? Kenapa naik tangga?
Just to relate kan, waktu Adib, waktu kita punya intake, our first intake diploma dulu tu, kan, the first day of masuk ke college tu, ada seorang budak ni, dia bawa kambing. Kan
yes,
ada seorang budak perempuan ni, perempuan lelaki. Lelaki budak lelaki ni. Yelah, kita college lelaki kan, lupa lah. Di college perempuan waktu lain. Budak lelaki ni, parents dia tolong bawa pet kambing dia. Pet bahasa Melayu apa? Haiwan peliharaan dia. Which is a kambing.
Oh, haiwan peliharaan. I think that kambing kot masuk dalam.
Dah besar.
Itulah, maybe yang tu kambing dia.
Tak, tapi dia bawa tu macam sebab sedih nak ni, nak tinggalkan macam tuan dia kat college.
Oh. Macam epic pun. Boleh buat movie.
Disney movie.
Wow, yeah, but that
was a long time
it
ago.
It was random, tak pernah tahu pun, tak pernah dengar. So, nice to know.
Kan.
You at Tiamat Rebuk.
Banyak lagi lah.
Really living to its name.
Yeah.
100%.
Tapi lah, best lah kat Rebuk.
So yeah, itulah tu macam jauh sangat kan, benda ODL lah ke, sampai ke Rebuk. Oi, papa. So yeah, how about you, Lisa?
Kan sekarang ni tengah viral with the whole Libras punya packaging, kan?
Oh, I like this.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Ha, tak.
Adib is out of the loop. Aku yang tak ada social media ni, aku tahu.
Ha, how do you know?
Nak sebut tapi tak.
Okay. Sebab ternyata it's just like a harmless artwork. Okay. There's a flower and then kat tengah tu the vagina. Tu pun it's not even, it's in abstract form. It's not even macam detailed form ke apa, not like vagina stick on the punya artwork. Macam it's an artwork and then it's an organ, part of our organ, our body parts. Then it's not even meant to be sexualized.
Yeah.
And then this one, ustazah ni kata Libras ni menghina wanita, like which part? They don't even give a shit about orang yang budak-budak. Tak kira lah perempuan ke lelaki kena rogol ke apa yang tak cukup barang apa toiletries like pets ke apa family yang tak cukup barang-barang tu. They don't even give a shit. And then bila buka tiba-tiba ada topik ni pasal ada vagina on the packaging, everyone loses their shit. Macam boleh apa ni prioritize other things tu daripada the packaging tu. Sebab harmless. And then there's even a flower called clitoris something, bunga telang. Tu tak nak kata menghinakan perempuan. Yeah. Macam, kan? Yeah. And then macam I've read some tweets kata since Libras ni very dia punya marketing and orang punya advertisement. Is it advertisement or advertisement?
Whichever, asal korang faham. Okay.
Okay. Dia punya ads lah kan. Libras punya ads. Semua very detailed but still tapis, and then dia lagi mengajar perempuan macam mana nak take care of our woman part, apa ni, apa, womanhood, macam lah. And then ada orang tu, ada this one girl, dia kata dia tengok iklan Libras ni, the part where ada perempuan ni check dia punya vagina guna the apa handheld mirror. Start from there, dia baru buat benda tu to check macam mana, macam tu, macam ni kan. Kalau tak, macam mana orang nak buat benda tu, because they think it's macam benda memalukan. When it's not, you're supposed to check your body parts.
Yalah.
Kan? And then teringat balik this one waktu sekolah rendah. Bukan sekolah rendah, sekolah menengah ha, macam tu. Waktu tu I just got my period kan. So I ask some of my classmate perempuan lah, tanya lah macam ni macam ni lah, macam mana lah ni. Tanya lah. And then dia kata apa? Dia kata, oh my gosh, you tengok your bawah tu macam, you don't. It's your own body part. Macam dia kata, macam, that cara dia kata tu is like very
like it's something strange.
No, something strange and something very simple for me to do. Macam tengok my own vagina. It's my own vagina. Macam I should watch it and like tengok apa like what's wrong. Dah lah baru dapat period kan. So I need to know lah macam mana. Lepas semua maybe my other classmates tu dah pernah ada and boleh macam nasihat ke apa kan. Tapi tu lah, teringat balik memang teruk lah kita punya awareness about our own body parts. Macam, especially when it comes to women. Macam,
agree.
Macam orang period, respect period, so kita semua kena senyap. Paling kita tak boleh bagi tahu siapa-siapa. But when it comes to guys, dah sunat kena buat kenduri. Macam, okay lah, apa-apa buat lah kenduri. But why do we have to silence ourselves about this?
Yeah, that is a very huge double standard. Thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah, tak kisah pun. But when it comes to our body parts, apa ni, our reproductive system, macam pandang tepi. Padahal it's the most important part of it. Like, we're making babies. So tak nak ke like, macam betul. Keep us healthy, get healthy babies ke apa. Macam they should prioritize this too. So,
I think if we don't have Alisa on the podcast, we wouldn't be talking about this though, Adit. And I'm glad you are talking about this because I think you have
bring awareness to the people about it.
I think macam you have the most more rights than us to talk about it and because I mean we don't know what you guys go through like 100% and I might be able to understand like what my sisters are going through maybe a little bit.
Yeah, at least macam for the guys for macam so now we just need macam Cina cakap the guys don't really know, we don't really have to know everything but maybe just the basic lah macam mana nak jaga your wife ke apa, like bawah tu, macam just the basic thing.
Yeah.
Because some people don't even know how pads work. Macam, korang tahu ke pads macam mana, like lekat macam mana?
Yeah.
Tahu? Okay, kau tahu. Adik?
No.
I had good friends before.
Okay, no. Macam it's the most simplest thing to do, macam what if your wife ke apa, macam bedridden and then she's on her period. How would you know?
Ya, betul-betul.
Benda biasa, tapi tu lah. Macam even...
Dia bukan macam plaster
Bukan. Dia bukan macam tape.
Bukan macam apa? Bukan macam tape. Bukan macam tape.
Bukan macam tape. Itu dah lain dah.
Yeah, almost like a plaster.
Itu dah kategori lain.
Itu kategori apa tu? I don't want to know.
You don't need to know.
But... okay, just to clarify, the issue is that there is a Libres packaging that resembles a vagina lah and the anatomy of a woman punya vagina. That is portrayed sebagai sebuah bunga lah and it became a huge issue.
Yeah.
And then diorang tarik balik kot. I think all of the products.
I don't think.
Diorang tak buat keluar dah.
Ramai je start beli. And then it's also marketing juga lah. But it's good for them and it's good for the girls to be aware about this. Be aware about it.
Yeah, and now more people are talking about it, which I think is very healthy.
Yeah.
Everyone should start talking about it. It's not something yang pelik. It's not something yang tak relevant. It's very relevant.
Yeah.
If that thing can change how you think, your mood, kan? If it change whether or not ada ke tak generasi akan datang, it's very important to human beings.
Kan?
Kan?
Because we are human beings.
We all
so we should be macam seen and heard juga, kan? And then one more thing, diorang kata tak boleh cakap pasal benda ni, pasal our vagina sebab nanti orang akan gairah. Ha, macam
sexual things.
That's so sampai macam our anatomy pun should be doang sexualized. So,
That is another double standard that I see ialah sebab apa? Okay. You are lying if you are a Malaysian tapi tak pernah nampak iklan membesarkan zakar lah.
Kan.
Mengetatkan. Ni mengetatkan lah lepas tu ni lebih lama di dalam ranjang lah apalah. Come on, what the fuck? Adus.
Kat TV, dekat newspaper, everywhere, depan muka budak-budak boleh baca. Apa ni, ketatkan apa?
Kan, they are just some of these people, dia pun kata, oh, orang-orang mungkin orang-orang bersifat macam feminis ataupun liberal ni suka berlagak macam baik. Tapi kat sini, depa pula yang buat benda yang sama.
Kan?
Which is berlagak macam depa baik. Virtue signaling kan. Yeah. Macam, oh, mana ada bercakap pasal vagina sangatlah salah. Kan? Kita mana cakap pasal benda-benda macam tu. Sedangkan it's always been that way. And
yeah,
why should it be different?
Itulah kan, I mean, kat sekolah pun kita dah belajar benda tu. I mean, apa yang menyebabkan sexual thing apa semua, I mean, kita dah terdedah dari sekolah. So we need to implement to make it better. Okay. I don't know these people.
Yeah, but I'm glad that I think most youth yang memberikan saya apa tu rasa harapan ialah kebanyakan orang muda bercakap bagi pihak benda ni menyokong lah kan. Benda ni patut disembangkan. So masa depan kita insyaAllah lah kan, is much better compared to dinosaur-dinosaur yang tengah menentang perbualan-perbualan macam ni kan. It was very interesting to
it's a good thing to share.
Hopefully the girls and the women here in Malaysia can get better awareness lah about our reproductive system and our vagina. Sebab macam some doctors pun tak percaya yang perempuan ada perempuan ni dia sakit turut-turut. Nanti kata tu, oh sikit je, sikit flash lighting ataupun semua. Padahal tengok-tengok ada sis. Surprise!
Yeah. And that's a whole different area that kalau kita sembang pasal benda-benda macam tu lah Lisa, I think you easily take what? 6 hours? 7 hours?
Okay, so
to cover a lot.
Kan?
Lila weh.
So that's my take on the Libres punya whole guesta.
Thanks for bringing this podcast on board. We are fully supportive of your cause.
Glad I'm with the right people.
I think. And also, mostly because you're an artist yourself, you make very, very nice drawings and renderings kan, yourself. Yeah, people can check her out.
I don't draw anymore, so tak apa kot.
Check her out on Instagram. Ada kan? I think you still produce. You have this account, kan?
Just film photos.
Yeah, some film photos and stuff like that. So, coming from an art perspective as well as a woman perspective, I think you have a solid understanding of this issue lah kan, better than us.
Speak up for this.
Yeah, better than us. I can't draw shit. Adib, you can draw.
I can draw orally D.
Fuck you.
So yeah, so thank you so much Lisa for sharing. I mean, it's a good thing to share. So yeah, so how about you Arif? So anything you want to share?
Okay, the last thing I want to share and that I found interesting ialah akan ada ivermectin trial. Tahu tak? Korang dengar tak? Tahu ivermectin apa kan?
What? Apa?
Do you guys know what ivermectin is?
No. I don't think so.
Ivermectin ialah sebuah
0%
sebuah ubat yang mereka kata boleh cure COVID.
Oh, ubat kuda tu.
Ubat yang guna untuk kuda tu, ya.
Yes. Pil kuda.
Yang juga digun... Ya, pil kuda. yang some people yang kata, oh, benda ni function untuk COVID terbukti. Betul. Ada askar pun makan ivermectin ni dan mereka pun sihat dan sebagainya. Okay, whatever it is, apalah. So, what the kerajaan did, ialah baru di-announce, kata akan ada 500 orang akan menjalani clinical trial untuk test COVID vaccine. Ivermectin untuk test ivermectin untuk kes-kes COVID yang severe. Yang teruk ni. Yeah, so if they want to volunteer, dia pun dibenarkan. So maksudnya orang-orang yang anti-vax ni dibenarkan lah. Okay, 500 orang ni ampun macam tak setuju dengan vaksin, nak try ivermectin. Boleh, sila. Yeah, so I think it's a solid thing yang what the kerajaan did lah. Tindakan yang sangat solid, which is, okay, you guys want to say this thing is good? Fine, kami, also, we will entertain you lah, kami akan layan.
Natural selection.
And also that lah kan. I mean, yeah, it's not really a subject that I should be laughing about, but I'm just macam mana? This is a good move. This is something that should open more eyes. Akan buka lebih banyak apa tu mata orang lah, orang ramai yang kata okay. And I might be wrong. Mungkin every might think mungkin memang ada kesan positif kepada pesakit COVID kan. So we'll see. 500 orang ni kan this clinical trial. And I'm not sure bila akan habis clinical trial ni. Maybe for a few months. Tengoklah keberkesanan dia macam mana. So it's very interesting.
Tengok cuma. Ani ambil pekuda. The right pekuda.
The right pekuda. Yeah. Yang boleh dapatkan di pharmacy.
Yeah. But that's the last thing I want to see. And maybe, yeah, we'll share again in the podcast bila dah ada result kan untuk clinical trial tadi. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a cool shit. Things you need to hear.
I just want to ask you guys kan, pernah dengar pasal lawak?
Tak cakap lagi tak gelap.
Pasal lawak kedai baju.
Kedai apa?
Kedai baju.
Tak.
Okay, no. Basically ada satu kedai baju ni. Okay. And ada seorang akak ni jagalah kedai baju ni kan. Pasal ada seorang abang lelaki ni, kita panggil nama dia Abu kan. So Abu pun nak pergilah ke kedai baju ni kan. Lepas tu Abu nak masuk kedai baju kan. Dia tengok tanya akak tu, akak kedai baju ni buka ke? Boleh masuk ke? Akak tu kata, boleh masuk. Tapi jangan bising-bising eh. Lepas tu Abu pun pelik eh. Kenapa tak boleh bising-bising lah kan. Lepas tu Abu masuk lah, masuk slow-slow, senyap-senyap. Lepas tu tanya akak tu kan, dia bisik, akak kenapa tak boleh bising-bising kak? Akak tu kata, sebab ada baju tidur.
Bodoh. Alah bodoh. I should have seen this coming.
Win.
But I don't know how you guys don't know about this joke.
Tak tahu. But, tak pernah dengar.
Ni joke zaman sekolah ke Harry?
One of those bad jokes.
I think it's an excellent joke. Because I'm wearing baju tidur right now. Thanks. Before we wrap up man. To those people yang berumur 22 tahun dan ke bawah, ada family income yang kurang daripada RM5,000 dan belajar apa-apa course law, finance, accountancy ataupun ekonomi kan, ada Yayasan Bursa Malaysia yang baru dibuka tapi akan tamat lah application ni 30 hari bulan 9. So you guys can apply to that if you guys are listening to this. It's a scholarship, a full scholarship for students from underprivileged backgrounds untuk pursue undergraduate courses dekat around 7 public university. So hampa cari je Yayasan Bursa Malaysia punya scholarship. Yeah. Before 30th of September. Hopefully that helps a few people out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. That was the end of our second episode of the podcast. Thank you so much again, Alisa, for being on board with us this week, and we really appreciate it. We wish to see you again or to hear from you again. It was nice.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah. maybe you want to shout out some things, some accounts, some social media accounts that you have.
You guys can follow me on Instagram. I don't really have anything to show, but just kalau nak follow lah. it's ali.shar, ali.shar. Yeah. Oh, and if any one of you main Valorant, berjaya-jaya lah nak keluar dari air ni.
I don't understand what that means, but okay.
just want to say sorry if ada salah kata apa-apa or salah facts ke or salah pronunciation ke, maybe boleh tegur secara elok-elok please dekat DM ke apa. So yeah. So I hope I didn't offended anyone. If I do, I'm sorry. But yeah, this is my first time on podcast, okay? Okay, so yeah.
So yeah, so thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. So I hope we will see you again.
You're welcome.
So thank you so much, Arif. So that's all for second episode. So take care of yourself, take care of your family, and I guess we will see you for the next episode.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
So take care. Assalamualaikum. Ciao.